Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
Indigenous people, traditional communities, Afro-descendants, children, women, and the elderly must be at the center of global decision-making. That is the message of the 5th letter from the COP30 presidency, released by Ambassador and COP30 presidency André Correa do Lago to the international community. Hosting the United Nations Climate Change Conference in a city with the Amazon rainforest, the letter notes, "It's a way to ensure leadership for the poorest populations, considered true leaders. These communities are among the most affected by climate change, yet they transform injustice into resilience." State COP30 CEO Ana Toni, who present the letter.
A gente reconhece que as populações vulneráveis.
She said, "We recognize that vulnerable populations are the most exposed to the consequences of climate change, which is one of the greatest drivers of poverty and inequality. It disproportionately impacts those who contribute least to the problem, and the same communities are also at the forefront of climate action."
As pessoas que são vulneráveis são também os protagonistas das ações climáticas.
The letter urges the international community to place people at the heart of discussions. It outlines actions on four fronts: global mobilization, the formal negotiation of the United Nations Climate Change Conference, the action agenda, and the leader summit.
A gente tentou mostrar aqui o tema das
She said, "We underscore the central role of people as a cross-cutting priority across all pillars of COP30, including global mobilization, formal negotiations, and the action agenda, as well as in shaping the forthcoming leader summit. This aligns with priorities articulated by President Lula."
Todos nós sabemos, é prioritário para o presidente Lula.
The letter stresses that climate action must be approached as a human endeavor rather than merely a technological issue. Addressing climate change also requires tackling hunger and social inequality and promoting sustainable development.
She said, "From the perspective of the COP30 presidency, as stated in the letter, climate action is fundamentally a human endeavor with all its complexities rooted in the human right to protection and in human rights themselves."
No direito dos humanos.
The COP30 presidency further calls for moving beyond the developed model that once promised prosperity, but no longer offers hope for the future.
Na última parte da carta, a gente faz esse convite.
She said, "In the letter's conclusion, we draw from the wisdom of traditional communities to recognize this as a rite of passage. From a developing model that, while it brought prosperity to some for many years, has also deepened suffering for the majority, especially the most vulnerable."
Um modelo de desenvolvimento que pode trazer muito, muito sofrimento para a maioria das pessoas.
The 5th letter from the COP30 presidency ends with a call for climate action centered on people, not limited to institutions. The full letter is available at COP30.br. With information of COP30, Nicolas Verli.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit COP30.br.